Well, I sleep 4 hours and I'm so tired I can barely keep my eyes open. This world somehow, it just
malarkey. The devil's
down.
Advocates invented my malarkey.
My broken to pieces, oh, a forgotten man. Each tiny bit, my last token.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest, author Ray McGinnis. Unanswered questions, what the September 11th families asked in the 9/11 commission ignored. You can find him right now on the Aaron Rodgers reading list. I kid. He is not yet on the Aaron Rodgers book club, but if you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear from the audience at 844-967-2789. Yes, Fancy?
Is my pet goat part of the Aaron
my
Rodgers?
My pet goat.
My pet
no,
goat.
No, not as far as I can tell, but the Chuck Norris.
Just holding out for the movie version?
Well, the Chuck Norris book, what was that called again? Let me see if I can find the article briefly.
Fun facts about Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris cannot be stopped. 400 all new facts about the man who knows neither fear nor mercy.
Is facts in quotation marks? Because that would be even more interesting to me.
It is not.
Well, one fun fact about Chuck Norris is that he chooses randomly one child to be thrown into the sun every year so that he can be satisfied. So congratulations.
Would you name your kid Texas or Walker Ranger?
Well, you know, I don't know that my... I feel like you have to earn that title rather than be named into it, because that's a lot of pressure to be putting on somebody.
844-967-2789. If you have any suggestions for the Aaron Rodgers Book Club, I'd love to hear from you. And I got one other headline regarding the former administration and their lawlessness, their ongoing daily corruption in the form of this headline at the Politico. According to Watchdogs, 13 Trump officials violated the Hatch Act during the 2020 campaign. That was just last year. Quickly, I'll throw a couple of these out there. More than a dozen top Trump administration officials violated the terms of the Hatch Act in the run-up to the 2020 elections. The Office of Special Counsel said in a report released today. The list includes several cabinet officials and top White House aides, including Trump's former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. You know, if the Secretary of State can't be a little lawless and campaign, use his job to campaign for the boss, who's gonna? Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Oh, yeah, he did as well, apparently. As did, what do we call her? Liar Barbie, Kayleigh McEnany. She's on this list as well.
Oh, what a lovely list this is.
So she's been subpoenaed today. And reportedly, this newest report from the, what is this, the special counsel, that she's also violated the Hatch Act, as many Trumpsters did. The report depicts an administration that felt little obligation to the terms of a 1939 law. Maybe if it was more recent law, they'd honor it. Stating that some officials intentionally ignored the law's requirements and tactically or expressly approved of senior administration officials violating the law. I mean, this should not come as any surprise to any that read or listen to this big show. I guess you don't read The Devil's Advocate so much as you listen and you experience and you love us.
If I were going to go and take some money and put some side bets down at the beginning of the Trump presidency, I would have put my money on the Hatch Act and I would have put my money on the Emoluments Clause as the two things that would be violated, whether they actually become prosecuted or even held accountable at all in any way, shape, or form. That's a separate bet, and I probably wouldn't. That'd be larger odds. But I think just in general, being able to say, you know, that's probably a violation of the Hatch Act or the Emoluments Clause, I would put money on Trump for that.
Oh, that'd be a good bet. Senior counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, you remember her, who OSC in 2019 recommended be fired due to repeated egregious Hatch Act violations, was found by OSC to have crossed the line in a pair of August Foxy News interviews in which she criticized Biden's selection of Kamala Harris as a running mate and Harris's qualifications for the job of vice president. Conway did not immediately return a request for comment on the report's findings. You know, a comment on the report's findings of criminality. It's still a law they're breaking. I realize it might be in the whole scheme of things, you know, a insignificant law relative to, you know, the many, many laws the Trump administration people broke. It's still a law. It's still on the books. 844-967-2789. Talking to you, Merrick Garland. Russ from St. Paul, welcome to the show. Listing, I suspect, on AM 950. What do you got for us?
That's correct. You just had a great interview with the author Ray McGinnis about his book, Unanswered Questions, from the 9/11 family members.
Yes, sir.
And there's a great movie out that's just been released, and it's on YouTube. The title is The Unspeakable, and it's produced by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So your listeners can probably find it on YouTube, and if not...
And what is... And Russ, what is the unspeakable truth? What would we learn from watching the videos?
What the movie does is it focuses on four different families of four of the victims from the North Tower and the South Tower and their collapse. And it shows how the family members are dealing with the terrible events of 9/11 from 20 years ago. And one of the really interesting parts is that over in the United Kingdom, they have a process as body parts come back and they're the result of a crime, there has to be a new, or there can be a new inquest. And so that's what the family members of Jeffrey Campbell are working on, and that's covered in this movie in great detail.
Do you think that 9/11 could and should have been prevented, Russ?
Yes, definitely.
And you know, the conspiracy theorists would say it was a inside job from the Bush family and the Bin Laden family, and they're all in cahoots through their relationship at the Carlyle Group. What say you to that? It was certainly convenient. I know that Bush, the son, W, used the specter of this event to go start a war in Iraq. But do you think it was an inside job, Russ? Just asking your opinion, sir.
Well, I think it has not been explored. There's so much evidence out there that hasn't been looked at that it's a massive cover-up. Now, who actually is involved in the inside, if it was an inside job, is unclear. But I don't think we have a free press, because they won't touch this story. You got
Russ, appreciate your call and your thought. I would say there are lots of unanswered questions. You know, where our speculation takes us, you know, we got to be careful. But I would say there are plenty of unanswered questions by the 9/11 Commission, primarily because the Bush administration stonewalled. They didn't give them the answers. And I would remind people, Bush, Cheney, never testified under oath, no transcription. We don't know what they said. Well, I got some questions about that. Come back. I question whether or not you will, but I think you should. The 4 o'clock Happier Tuesday Happy Hour, it's next.
I'm not here to say who knew what when, because first of all, that would be divulging information that is highly sensitive.
What'd you do?
I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.
That's amazing. How did you do that?
Microwaves that turn into cameras.